You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Last week, the Points and Miles world lost someone that I've called a friend for many years, Will Maxwell Steele. I'm dedicating today's episode to Will, and we're kicking off a fundraiser in his honor. You can check out the show notes for a link on how you can help support us, and I really hope you take a moment and do just that. And if you're a frequent listener of the show, you've heard me say more than once that I'm going to take the show off the rails. And so here we are again off the rails for a very important topic. And we've got some guests today, starting off with Mr. Randy Peterson. He of Inside Flyer, Boarding Area, Flyer Talk fame, first time on the podcast. Mr. P, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad that you've introduced me, and we're already off the rails. This is great, Ed. Thank you.
We are off the rails, and I will share that this is actually the second time that Randy and I have recorded this, and we're going to talk about something that that has had both of us pretty upset for about a week, and we'll get into that here in a bit. We definitely need your help. So we recorded this episode the first time. It was a little bit emotional. It was certainly not the best I've ever done at bringing you guys a quality show, but in the interim of that, Randy and I had this plan for a fundraiser to support the memory of one of our friends, and as I was explaining that plan to a great friend of mine, she said, "That's not fair. I want to be included." And so we also have Summer Hull from the Points Guy on with us today. My buddy, my partner in crime, Mommy Points. Hey, Summer.
Hey. And you know it's important if it got Randy off the ranch and to call him for the first time to be on this. So y'all can understand why I had to butt in and get on this as well.
And you had to understand that I am and still remain Mommy Point number two fan.
Amen. And then the spot will forever be yours, Randy.
And as Summer alluded to, we have covered all of the elevations today because we got Summer down in the low country in South Texas, and we've got me sort of at like the normal elevation level, and Randy is coming to us live from Bear Canyon Ranch at over 9,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah, Colorado is known for being high, I guess, huh?
Off
the rails.
So we're gonna dive in here, and so this is the launch of an effort that we're calling Where There's a Will, and a bunch of people listening will immediately know what that is, but we're going to dig into it a little bit more. Our goal today is to begin a drive to help raise awareness about mental illness and mental health. And we're kicking that off with a fundraiser for a friend of ours that is no longer with us, but who's very, very clear in our memories. And he's clear in our memories because there were so many things in the community. And we sort of talked before we got on about, you know, what stories should we share. And, you know, Randy, I think there's no better place to start in terms of a story than your stepping into the role of shall we say chaplain and marrying Will and Christy.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't call me a high priestess anyway. But you know, Will was quite special with all of us because Will had more friends than he had miles. And trust me, he had a lot of miles. But I first met Will when he was 16, a high flyer, Trans-Pacific, and very, very active frequent flyer. The thing I think you're referring to is one day I got a phone call from Will, and it wasn't unusual to get a call from Will. And he said, "Hey, I've got something I'd like to ask you to do for me and Christy." And Christy was his fiance at the time. He was ready to get married, and that was a wonderful part of his life, if you will. And I said, "Sure, what can I do for you, Will?" He asked me to marry him. This was the social ceremony, if you will. And his idea was to go to Mexico, have a bunch of frequent flyer friends, and again, Will had a ton of friends, and get married on the beach in Mexico. Phone call went really silent for a second because I'm thinking, now Will's done a lot of crazy things, and you'll hear some of this, giraffes and Ryan Bingham and all kinds of stuff. I'm thinking, is he putting me on? I, you know, certainly I'm not really ordained to do this, but I played along. He was quite serious. And so that was one of my favorite memories of Will. So I jetted off to Mexico, joined a whole lot of people that are all part of the travel community. And we've got proof. There I was trying to do learn some last-minute Spanish. Again, my last Spanish lesson was eighth grade, if you will. So I learned some Spanish, got up the wedding vow things, and got everything done, trying to remember what to do. And, yeah, I officiated the social ceremony for Will and Christy, believe it or not.
I love it. And I think that that's a good spot for us to take just a quick break and say, hey, let's talk a little bit more about what the first phase of this looks for us. And I think Randy was the one that made sure he pointed out to me that this is our first phase.
You'll find links to this in the show notes, and you'll see stuff on Boarding Area Blogs, and you'll see a bunch of stuff on social media. We're using the hashtag Where There's a Will to get our fundraiser kicked off. We'll have a number of charities that we're supporting, and you can find links in the show notes on how you can participate. We really, really hope you do. And the reason that Randy and Summer are on with me today is that both of them have matched my matching pledge of $1,000 to get us started. So that's an initial $3,000 in matching funds for your donations to help us support resources for mental health. And we've got more coming down the pike.
Summer, you and I have had a bunch of crazy adventures over the years, and a decent number of them were with Will and Christy, specifically on what we affectionately refer to as the Mega Do's, which were these unbelievable aviation geek sprints around the world, which is where I first met them. And I can't even begin to think like what you would consider to be the craziest of Will's stories.
There are so many. So you're right. The Megadoos are where I met so many of the people that are now my best friends. I mean, you being one of them, Will certainly being one of them. They were these ridiculous moments in time where hundreds of frequent flyers would board a plane and travel on this chartered plane to different spots, do crazy things. So it was already a crazy environment. But Will was like arguably the craziest in all of the best ways. and I loved him from the second we met him. He was like the naughty little brother, with emphasis on naughty.
Yes.
But in all the best ways. So there's so many stories. He's the kind of guy that would fly from New Zealand with blown up giraffes to like play on a joke about how entitled Hyatt Diamond guests were at the time, with a funny video to go along with it. He's the kind of guy that would like charter a huge plane full of hungry people when we got stuck on the ground in Seattle, I believe.
Yes, it was Seattle.
Yep.
It was Seattle. And he's the kind of guy that was going to outbid you on absolutely everything. So we mentioned, you know, me, Pizza, Randy are all putting in for this fundraiser. Will would have beaten us. And I'm sure like the spirit of Will beat us, because he was never going to be outbid, outmatched, out anything. He was going to come out on top and support all of the things that everyone around him loved. So he would bid stupid amounts of money on like high visibility vests that were being auctioned off on board to benefit a charity. He even changed his name.
Yes.
I'll let you tell that story, but he's the kind of guy that would even literally change his legal name to raise money, to make people laugh, to prove a point. He was that guy. And the stories are just endless.
Yeah, and I hope a bunch of these stories come out. I think, you know, as you alluded to it, there was a brief period of time where Will was Ryan Bingham, and it was sort of a play on the charity fundraiser that we did on the One World Mega Do, and a contest that they had for who could fly the most. And I think, you know, I struggle with what my craziest story would be. I think one of the first stories, like before I really understood how crazy Will could be, was we were in San Francisco for one of the Mega Do's, and United had changed their logo to the new logo, but all of the aviation geeks used to refer to the old logo, or still do refer to the old logo, as the tulip. Appropriately, And so they had this rug in San Francisco, and it was one of the elite red rugs that people used to walk across to board the flight. And so you can imagine, I mean, these things were stepped on by millions of passengers.
They were ugly.
Oh my God. And they were dirty and the whole bit. And so we just, you know, like we had time. And so we figured we'd auction one off to see what would happen. And he got into a bidding war with two other people for this rug that had to be a couple of decades old and was like disgustingly dirty and nowhere near red anymore. And as you say, like, you know, when you talk about outdoing folks and charitable acts, that was a fundraiser we were doing for Livestrong at the time. And because of his persistence, we actually ended up, the United staff found two more rugs so that the three folks that were all bidding could each have their own rug. And they each walked away, I hope my math is right on this, from way back in the day. As I recall, they each paid $700 for a disgustingly dirty 20-year-old rug.
For a rug that normally you would absolutely just be loading into the dumpster. But it was, not only was he going to win, he was going to be so into it that others were going to be into it. It was just that infectious, fun quality that he brought with him into just about everything.
Yeah. And one of the things Summer said that for everyone listening that knew Will and those that didn't, he was the naughty little brother. He had a grin. He had a devilish grin that I always remember from him. Whenever he was thinking about something, definitely that rug thing, he had this grin like, yeah, I'm going to have this rug. And it was true. It was true. He led everybody in fundraising for that. He was an amazing friend.
Yeah, and I think that's another, like when you talk about the infectious nature that Will had, I think it's another good segue to talk about, you know, just in the very infancy of what we're doing here, how we hope that this is taking a snowball effect from a momentum standpoint, because while we were planning to re-record the first launch of this with Summer joining Randy and I, another friend of ours, Nathan, who actually performed the legal wedding ceremony for Will and Chris.
Right.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
He and I had lunch today, and he said, he texted me about 15 minutes after we left lunch, and he said, hey, I thought about, you know, what you were talking to me about at lunch, and I'm in for $1,000 in matching funds as well. So we have $4,000 sitting here waiting for folks to donate. That means that every dollar you donate, if you were to donate $100 right now, we're going to turn it into 200. And we're hoping to get some more matching people behind that so we can go a lot higher than the 8,000 in potential that we have here. The donations are going to be going directly to the charity. So that means if you work for a company that does corporate matches, we'd love it if you'd take an opportunity to see if your company will match any donations that you make. We're happy to coordinate that effort. But you'll find all that in the links in the show notes, and you're going to be hearing us pester you for a little while about this. And you know, I think, you know, one of the things I want to leave folks with as they listen to this is, you know, that there are two call to actions that I'd say that I'm asking for folks to do. The first one I think is the easiest, and that's, you know, click on the link in the show notes. If you don't have a couple of bucks to make a donation, pass it on to someone who might. And, you know, if you have enough cash for a cup of Starbucks coffee today, maybe skip Starbucks today and donate a couple of bucks to a good cause. The other thing I'd ask is, I think, the harder of the two things, and that's, you know, I'd love it if after you listen to this, you'd take a moment and pick up the phone. Don't text, don't email, just call someone you haven't talked to in a while. And when you ask them how they're doing, hey, you know, Summer, how are you? Listen to their answer. And, you know, if they're doing great, awesome. But maybe they could use that little conversation, you know, a little pick me up, or maybe it's a good opportunity for them to tell you they're not doing so good and there's something that you can do to help them. I think we all get really busy with life. And I think that I think it's a good time for us all to stop and reach out to someone and just make sure that they are doing okay. I know, having spoken a lot with both Summer and Randy over the past 24 hours, I think you're both doing okay, right?
Yeah.
We're good if you're good.
Yeah, but I'll say there's no one better at doing this. Ed practices what he preaches in this one. Nobody calls and checks on folks that I know more than Ed. And he will ask, hey, how are you doing? But if there's a hint that maybe your first answer wasn't the full answer, sometimes it's not. We all do that. He'll ask again, and maybe not that day, but again soon. And he'll give you that opportunity to tell a more full story. And I think for those of us that travel a lot, there's an extra challenge in that because it's so easy to be on the go, on the move in a different continent, different time zone, seeing friends, then not seeing them. And it takes that extra effort to do it, but it can be done. Will did it. Ed does it. I know Randy does it. And the more we can do it, the more we can hopefully be there when things aren't going well, because sometimes they just aren't, and we need each other. And it's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah, I think, you know, Randy, you and I talked about this when we recorded the first time, and, you know, we stumbled through it because I don't think I was really, even though I wanted to talk about this stuff, I still wasn't 100% ready to talk about it. And we both talked about the fact that, you know, quite frankly, I've never had serious public discussions about mental health. And it's a topic that a lot of people don't discuss. And when they do discuss it, they whisper. And, you know, maybe not everything deserves the bright, shiny light of day, but this subject sure does.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. It was, we could easily be on take 14 of this. We stumbled with the words. We always look for the bright, shiny light of life, if you will. And for myself, just like yourself, it was a topic that it was difficult to talk about. And we actually started to think that maybe try to gloss over it. But then we realized that's not how you bring attention to this. It's a real thing. And it affects people we know, people we don't know. And so we've come around in literally the last 24 hours, and we're here to celebrate Will's life, and also hopefully celebrate and put forth the lives of many others out there that could, as Ed said, listen to a voice, listen to somebody that cares, and knows where the resources are, because much like we've done, Ed, you know, Live Strong and Komen, and the list goes on and on. We go back to those charities. This is not a cause of the day for us. Understand that we're not doing this for the show and then 3 weeks later it'll be something else. No. This is personal. And we're going to be on this, topic, this cause, where there's a will, hashtag, for, quite some time, well into the future. So, difficult to get around, but easy to support, especially within our travel community.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we see our travel folks come out and help us support this, and also to carry it forward. You know, as we said, this is a new topic for us in terms of understanding who are the big influencers in this space, who are the charitable organizations, big and small, that are doing the best work. And I think this is an opportunity that if there are organizations out there that we should be involved in, then you folks listening need to help educate us so that we can make sure that the time and the effort that we're putting into shining light on mental health, and that we're pointing all that in the right direction. And you know, I said something to Summer on the phone earlier, it, based on the comment, and she had said it's, you know, after a rough week of losing our friend and thinking through all this, it's exciting to be headed in a direction where we feel like there's something positive we can do, right?
Yeah, this is an awful place to be, but I think that something really great can come out of something that was just absolutely awful. And it feels so right, from the hashtag to where we're putting the efforts to. I think some of the ways we'll end up raising some of these funds, I think it's going to really keep Will's spirit shining through all of it.
Yeah, and I think in honor of Will always wanting to be, you know, that one that won it in the end, I will say that before I hit the recording button, I very casually said, you know, I think we'll go about 10 to 15 minutes. and Summer immediately started cackling and said, I'll take the over on that. And Randy said, I'll take the under.
You know what?
Firmly in the over category.
I'm I'm always good with summer, so this is great. In fact, I'm so good with summer, I'm going to do something else because I just lost the under. So, you know, I'm in for 1,000, but, you know, I have this other little side gig out there. And Boarding Area is in for 1,000 too. So we're starting off in a good place for hashtag where there's a will.
Well, I may not be the best at math, but I think that puts us at $5,000 in magic donations, which means that everybody on this podcast has done what they need to do so far, which is to get the excitement out. And so now we need you guys that are listening to help us. Like I said, if you don't have the money to spare, we understand. Please pass this on to a friend, share it on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Cool kids are using something called TikTok that I have no idea what it is, but I'm sure I'll figure it out in 10 years when it's irrelevant. but please share it. And I can't say how truly happy I am that we're getting started down this road and with two people that I couldn't love more than Randy and Summer. You guys, thank you so much for coming on today.
Love you right back.
Yeah, thanks for letting us be a part of something good on a something bad. It's exciting.
Mr. P, make sure you shovel yourself out up there on your way off the mountain.
Snow's coming in a few hours. I may be stuck up here, but you know what? I'm going to be shaking the trees and all the snow off for all my friends out there. Say, hey, empty those pockets. Hashtag where there's a will.
Hey, cowboy.
Hashtag where there's a will is a great place to start, and it's where we finish for today. We've got a lot more stuff to come. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. You're going to be hearing a lot more from us on our where there's a will effort. But please remember, reach out to somebody who might need to hear from you. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.